USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Il tapait dans les commerces, les mains pleines de sang, avec son couteau à la main gauche. Il cherchait d'autres victimes.
A waiter in Paris describing the suspect accused of using a knife to kill one person and wound four more in the busy Opera District. The attacker was shot dead by police. The Islamic State group says it was behind the attack, although that's not been verified. Did President Trump block the proposed AT&T-Time Warner merger? In an interview with ABC News, the president's newest attorney, Rudy Giuliani, now indicating that Trump was not directly involved in the Justice Department lawsuit over the merger.
He did not interfere with the Justice Department going ahead with the case, which he had every right and power to do, and other presidents have done in antitrust cases.
Giuliani raised eyebrows earlier when he said the president denied the merger. The White House says it was the Justice Department that denied the merger. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough because I have my pillow. And I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
There's a new fissure that's opened on the Big Island with steam and lava spatter activity reported. Experts are warning an explosive eruption from the Kilauea volcano is possible in the coming days or weeks. That could generate very dangerous debris very near the crater and ash falls up to tens of miles downwind. This is one woman who was waiting in line at a store to get a respirator.
We can't wait until the ash and the sulfur is down on us. We need it now.
President Trump has signed a federal disaster declaration for Hawaii, but tourist officials say most of the Big Island is completely safe for visitors. The number of cases of Ebola in sub-Saharan Africa is growing. UNICEF's Gianfranco Rodigliano just returned from a fact-finding mission in northwestern Congo and says they're doing all they can to limit the spread of the infectious and frequently fatal disease.
Washing hands with chlorine, in taking temperatures in schools, in public places, in health centers, everywhere, basically.
More than 30 cases are suspected, with at least 18 deaths since April 4th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Donald Trump today released his Mother's Day message.
It's a special opportunity to thank all of the mothers and grandmothers in our lives. Since the earliest days of our republic, America's strength has come from the love and courage and devotion of our mothers. They helped us gain our independence. Through their grit, determination, and incredible spirit, they pioneered the West and settled the frontier. During World War II, America's mothers helped build the greatest arsenal for democracy.
The president also mentioned his own mother, Mary McLeod, who was born in Scotland and died in 2000. Trump says she was warm, loving, really smart, tough, and a really nice person. A black mother was shopping at an antique store in Brooklyn with her daughter when a white store clerk followed them out and accused them of shoplifting.
The clerk followed me out the store and she asked me to come back in. I said, no, how could I help you? And she said that you've stolen from us. And I said, no, I haven't stolen anything from you.
Police were called and the mother and daughter were handcuffed before officers realized no crime had been committed. The mother says she and her daughter were victims of racial profiling and harassment. Babies descended on Capitol Hill this past week along with their parents, filling the halls of Congress, there to tell lawmakers to protect funding for programs like Women, Infants, and Children and Early Head Start. Veronique Davenport of Chattanooga, Tennessee, says she's benefited greatly from the program.
Early Head Start has helped me in so many ways, and I haven't had to invest a dime.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.